On item 9 of the Tim Price Show, evidently. Update the CIO on, update from the CIO on AE Industrial Partners Fund 2 and Sirius Partners 4.
So these are two private equity funds that we committed to earlier this year, last month. And this is the report out on the process that we used to source, underwrite, and ultimately commit to these funds. These were taken through the staff underwriting process. It's the first time that staff has taken something through to commitment under the new investment policy statement. This is simply a report out on the activity. I know we sent out a notification to the trustees when we were in the due diligence phase with these two managers. We ultimately concluded the due diligence, satisfactory on-sites, and final underwriting, and committed to these $35 million to each fund. So these will be kind of the next wave of private equity as we move forward with StepStone here. StepStone assisted us with the underwriting of these, and it was concurrent with the private equity pacing plan that we presented to the board last September, I believe, where we talked about doing roughly $100 million in activity in 2018. Well, this represents about 70% of that. Just a little bit on each fund. AE Industrials is based down in Boca Raton, Florida. This is a fund that has its genesis in aircraft servicing, aircraft or airfield services types of strategies. It also has experience, the team has experience, and deploys into essentially niche energy production, electrical parts for electrical turbines, that sort of thing. The strategy is a buy and build strategy. Buy a company that needs outside ownership, add on additional aspects to either the team or the business over time, and then sell it back into the open market there. The team has been doing this for a number of years. They are in Fund 2. They raised about $1.4 billion, and it's an oversubscribed fund, but we got our allocation in there, so we were happy with the negotiations with the firm on that front. Sirius Partners is a little bit...
One little question on that. Do you think that... Or did they touch on any of the impact that GE's death spiral, if you will, has had on their business? I mean, it looks to me as if GE is... They're no longer in the Dow. They're down to, what, 12 and a half bucks a share or something like that?
Actually, and they went up...
They went up a buck.
Yeah.
They went up a buck?
They had a good couple of days.
No. I just wonder if this... It's obviously it's in a state of flux. Yeah. To what extent is that a big part of AE's?
Less so, simply because these are, let's take servicing a jet engine for an example. A jet engine's got an usable life span of about 25 to 35 years, so whatever is servicing today was something that was manufactured a long time ago. It's a very slow-moving industry, it's a very heavily regulated industry, and has very long lead time on the contracts. So what, the rise of Airbus and the decline of GE, these will impact them for the next fund after this one, but whatever they're doing today is usually something that was manufactured 15 to 20 years ago, and it's probably midlife and needs to be serviced, and they're supplying parts into that type of environment. Quickly on Cirrus, this is a fund based out of New York that specializes in restructuring of technology companies. I think the easiest way to describe this is they buy very mature technologies that perhaps demand a lower premium but might have ancillary up-and-coming technologies associated with them, so they can be lift-outs from a larger company. They could be acquiring a handset business that has some R&D associated with it. So we're kind of looking at this as it's a very stable cash flow profile, big entrenched technologies, and there's upside of some venture capital type exposure that we underwrite as having a relatively low likelihood but more upside than downside associated with it. So I think the thing that's been in the news that from them that's publicly known is they bought and then sold Polycom, the conference phones, something like that, big, mature, entrenched. It's a smaller team, but again, we were able to get comfortable with the smaller team, and with the assistance of StepStone, did the full operational due diligence underwriting and committed $35 million here as well.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Right.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Tim, for all the audience.